Woo, welcome
to Slay and Chill. Y'all know who I am, Archer Almighty, man. We live up in the arena, man. Texas versus OU, baby. Texas versus Oklahoma. It's 9 minutes and 45 seconds left off in the second quarter. It's 28-17. Texas has been applying pressure all game. Spencer Rattler's behind on the center right now. It's 3rd and 1. Let's go and see what's popping. Ooh, man, I had the music on in the background. I ain't want the commentators on there. Kennedy Brooks up the middle for 1. He gains two. First down. They move the chains. Oh, man. Let me call Pops. Oh, man, I know he already got something to say about this. Yes, sir. Let's go. Oh, man, that's so dope. I'm so excited right now. Hey, man, thank y'all for tuning in to Slay and Chill, man. Red River Rivalry right now. So we got the Oklahoma Sooners versus World Showdown Rivalry sponsored by AT&T. Yo, AT&T, tap in. We trying to work that sponsorship out with y'all as well. Spencer Rattler, he back. He throws the ball. Oh, he caught it. He caught it. First down. Who was that number 0 right there for Oklahoma? Can't see his jersey. Gray catches the mug in the background. He got them gold locks hanging from up underneath his helmet. Let's go. He got the number 0 on. Hey, let's go, man. We got Oklahoma University football team coached by Lincoln Riley. Shit is going down, man. I'm super excited right now. Let me turn it back on. Let y'all get some play action right now from we are watching this on ABC. Oh, man. See, he talking too much. He snapped the ball. He faked it. He takes off running. Fumbles the fucking ball, man. This that bullshit right here. Oh, no. Oh, fucking no. Let me call Pops, bro. Rattler, get him about the fucking game, coach. Why is he still in the game? Like, once the other running back broke for 60 yards, like, why is he in the game? Like, oh, what's up, Pops? Welcome to the arena, baby. Goodness gracious. I'm sitting here. Oh.
Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about that fumble, huh?
Yes, sir. Oh, man, thank you. I knew you was going to be on point. Oh, yes, man. I don't know. What you think right now? Any advice?
Right now, no. I'm just going to see how it play out. But it ain't looking good for my home team. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's 28-17. We can't stop them on defense right now.
28, that ain't the issue. To me, it's like, y'all, you playing scared or something?
Man.
All right, now they finna get a touchdown.
Still
running.
You're on the 10.
He at the 5. He's in the end zone. Texas just scored again. Come on, man.
What? My TV behind? Oh,
hell
no.
You on that cable?
Oh, man. You done broken news, man. I might as well. Oh, this that bush, man.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. It look a little shaky to me, man.
Oh my god. He faked out the whole mother. And he stiffed armed him into the ground like he a baby.
Like a little toy.
Like a toy. Oh my gosh. He's definitely gonna be playing on Sundays. The running back number 5 for Texas.
That man might have stepped out before he got to the line.
Robinson, oh my goodness. He might have been, but good. Look how he did them though. Oh my gosh. That's half the team. They're going to second half of the team.
They got the touchdown.
Dude run up on him. Ooh, nope. Shut up.
On that first move where we thought he went in, he was out of bounds. He got the touchdown. 2 yards. Pass.
Oh.
It ain't looking good, brother. That's all I'm saying. Hey, at this rate, Texas on the well, they looking like they can score at least 70-something points today on. Right now, the score is what? 35-17, okay?
Man, second touchdown reception. Jared Wiley right now looking like a stud. He looking like, yeah, we finna go to that.
Well, Charles Thompson to make sure his son is ready for this.
Big facts.
You know, he know about OU.
Big facts. That's all.
Other than that, man, the wind's looking now. OU don't come alive, I mean, on both sides. Matter of fact, on all three phases of the game.
Yeah.
That's the special teams, the offense, and the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might get beat up on the day. We might end in the day of being 5-1 and being real targets for other teams, okay?
Man, because defense is looking.
So it's about watching these games and getting the strategy.
I already know.
I don't know. Hey, man, look. I know our quarterback, but I don't know. What you playing? Too much white football? I mean, you know, that's a quarterback to stay in the pocket. That's all I'm saying.
Man, he act like he's so scared.
That's one less threat that you could put on the defense.
Yeah.
And when somebody got to give him the green light to run the ball.
Man, that's what I'm sitting there. He looking on the side like, bro, create. Like, where's your creativity back there?
And almost a couple of extra yards is better than none at all.
Mm-hmm. He broke out that one time and did it.
Yeah, one time. He had another chance to do it, but he stood there and then basically almost threw another interception.
Man.
In the end zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, it ain't looking good. That's all I'm saying.
You think they're going to do a quarterback change?
Man, I don't know if that would help you right now. And really, I wouldn't do no quarterback change in a game like this.
No.
In other words, Rattler going to have to figure out how to sit himself down before I would do it.
Yeah.
And to me, all you're doing is losing your stock time.
That's it. Like, he got raised.
But each week, your actual pro stock is going down.
Man.
As a quarterback.
Yeah.
You don't show me that you want to be a running back either because you won't take off with the ball.
Hey, you ain't never lied. That's what I was finna say. Like, hey, he got that Raising Cane sponsorship. I'm like, yo, they may be looking for some people.
Right now he's making a little money. And it ain't as important as it was when you wasn't making no money.
Mm.
And I'm just going to say, really, man, to me, it's like what? You done end up getting your big head?
Man.
You think you better than you showing me that you are?
Man.
I wouldn't necessarily take no quarterback change, man. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he got
to. In other words, if he get his butt beat today, that's what he need.
Yep, I can feel that too, because like you said, you out here making your bread, you posting your pics on what you got and you getting. Like, it's definitely time to show up.
You getting grip off your name.
So,
you can actually do your commercial now and get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fumble.
See, your TV way ahead of mine. You got me not even want to watch. Look,
they going through some spots on the game.
They showing
that playoffs talking about where he should have ran for the first down.
Yeah, they got it right now where they got Lincoln Riley talking to the backup to Williams. So yeah, I'm just chilling though.
He's supposed to be talking to him because he's telling him, hey, man, don't do that.
No, he ain't. He said don't do what Riley doing.
Yeah. Actually, it's a new quarterback in now.
That's what I'm just telling you. I'm over here looking at the read. You ahead of me, but I'm watching the highlights. Like, that was a bad throw, read. Get your hand on the ball, bro. Like, seriously. Like, this is
the only reason why I can see the coach changing the quarterback right now is, hey, man, he already down by 18. You might look at my young player a little less pressure game.
Yep. Like, let's see.
In this Bethlehem game here.
Because, like I say, Rattler. Uh-oh, look. Like, I like it. Bad pass. Too much on it.
Hold on.
I said Caleb Williams.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, Caleb Williams.
Oh, he got it. Come on, boy. Big man just leaped over to about the 48, 49 on our side. Hall just caught the pass.
So I'm just getting a replay is what I'm saying. Okay, I'm just keep listening to you. Yeah, old school radio style.
Yours is going to be a little different from mine.
It is. Sound like you already in the fourth quarter.
Because, you know, I'm on this antenna TV.
I already know.
Yeah. Let's see what's happening now. Okay, first down. Handed it off.
Oh, yeah, he did jump over that dude. Okay, goodness.
Yeah, okay. All right, that was a good, nice little run play. Yep. That's what I said, but if they, if it don't panic in here, and I don't see no panic where the coach changed the quarterback. Hey, man, he's making some bad decisions. That's all I'm saying.
He looked like he was kind of rattled, man.
When we watch all this later, however this game come out, all them mistakes, they going to be pointed out.
Oh, big facts. I mean, they going to go listen to the podcast. Slant chill, baby. That's why I said all they got to do is press play.
Young quarterback in there.
Caleb Williams.
Okay, he just threw a decent pass. Man, just picked up 8 yards, 9 yards, 8 yards.
Eric Gray, 2 rushes for 23 yards. He averaging 11.5 per carry. Longest Oklahoma rush touchdown versus Texas in 2018. Caleb Williams back then. Today, 66 yard.
Right. So, yeah.
Let's
working
see.
Working on 2nd and 2. And we in there in Texas's territory. That was a bad handoff. He a little short. He got him about 1.5 yards. Third down and about 1.5. They won't say the half. Told you. Yeah, they said 1. But I know it's a half left too.
Yeah, it's a whole. It's a lot. It's
right now, though, man. Where we standing is okay. We got the ball, right? We need to score right now.
Yeah, ain't no fucking field.
And don't worry about them 35 points that happened earlier.
No.
We just need to get our score, and I prefer the touchdown.
Yeah, I was going
to
say no field goal. Like we definitely need a touchdown.
All right, we got
touchdown.
The first. That got us what down to about the 16, 17.
Yeah. Let me get some of this. Let me get some of this arena.
Make it about the 20.
That crowd is going crazy.
All right, he made him.
That's crazy.
He made about 6 yards on that one.
Woo!
We in the red zone though. I need a score right now. I need a touchdown really. That'll make it 28. I mean, 24.
How many minutes is left on the clock on your game?
3:20 and ticket.
Oh, so you got me by 23 seconds. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, that's that transfer time you getting, and I'm getting that straight antenna. Ooh, he got out of that. He almost got sacked. Ooh, he missed it. He tried for him in the end zone. So we're going for 3rd and 5 now. 3:14 on my clock, okay?
Never mind. I'll listen.
Yeah, that would have been a good one, but he kind of overthrew him, but he was on the run throwing it. Or receiver tried for it, boy.
Ooh, I see what you're talking about now. Oh, man. Yeah. Ooh, if he would have caught that one right there, that would have been.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like a shut up the Texas crowd.
Yeah. Because that crowd
that's why
is.
We need a touchdown right now. All right. He got it all. Oh, man. He missed him. The receivers need to realize, man, quit going backwards. Think about if he'd have took the step forward on this pass.
Okay, you giving me that.
Keep going back. He should have came to it. Then he could have got the pass interference call. Do you hear me?
Okay, let's go from our version. Here we go. Crowd. I get to see it. He snaps it. Ooh. Come back to the ball, receiver.
Yeah, that's it. Come back to the ball. You could have probably got your pass in the first if you'd have came forward.
Yep.
And all you was wanting is the first down, but okay, we didn't get the touchdown, folks. But look like we got the score. So now, woo. We down by 15. 3:02 left on my clock. And somewhere here, we need some turnovers from Texas.
I mean, a pick six would be lovely right now.
Oh, man, that'll shut everybody up real quick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so. Well, we got a score out of them.
So we down 15, 3:02 left in the second quarter. Oh, man, that's crazy. But, yeah, hey, slam shit.
Well, one thing we already know about these old stoners here this season, they make you watch the game to the end.
Facts. Big facts, man. This is
you thought you was just gonna get up and run off. You better not just get up and run off for
mm-hmm.
And that's even with them having what 15, 20 point lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't walk away. You better stay there because you look up, walk off, come back and be sad.
Big facts. That's why I decided to go ahead and press play on this one right now, because I know Aaron B, he probably sitting back laughing like, yeah, we finna win this one. So,
he's a Texan. I ain't mad at him.
I ain't either. I'm not either. He posted his pitch. I posted mine. So,
and the way these things go these days,
shout out to Aaron.
I don't even get excited, man, one way or the other, because especially early.
Yeah, it's a lot of football left.
Yeah, I done that before too many times in my past future. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, or maybe somebody paying you more money to lose. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Because think about a lot of times when we get in the big game.
Mm-hmm. That's true, man. It's always like that, man. It's like, you never know. And this is one.
I don't get too excited with none of this no more because, to me, when you can start mixing money into things, you don't quite know what might could happen.
That's true.
You know, a couple of these old boys might need a few dollars and somebody slip them a couple dollars to make a couple bum plays.
I love you, man. I love you because I was been waiting to talk about that. I'm like, now that you could get paid, man, you can get paid. Like, you telling me that, you know, all right, man.
You shouldn't have to cut corners now.
Man.
Unless you one of them ones that ain't getting paid.
Man. Like, who gets paid on the team? That's what I want to know. Like, who said?
You know who only one probably getting paid on this team.
Rare, Spencer Rattler, the quarterback.
Yeah, because other than that, what other big name do you got?
Man. I hear you. We got some defense, man. We got Justin Broyles. My guy Justin, he can get out there.
I didn't say we didn't have no players. Hey, who say he ain't getting paid then not to miss a couple plays where he could have had
them? Hey, I ain't going to say
so I'll. You know how they play this. This is about points anyway. Gamblers them use point spread, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a point spread thing. The up or the down, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And what was this, 3.5 points or something spread in this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just remember that on a glance, so.
Yeah,
so, you know, anything can happen, though.
That
so
is
all
true.
We got to do now is try to get through this last 3 minutes and 2 seconds without letting them score, but it would be nice if we could get a score.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we need a takeaway somewhere, man.
Like I said, that pick six sounds lovely right now. That's quickly. Let's get that down the field, get that end zone, get the extra point, shrink this lead a little bit. They got the pitchers out of Texas.
Well, right about now, though, you got to remember, too, that the defense has been playing decent since they let them get the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they playing fairly decent.
They are.
Yeah, I just think that they got too much scrambling going on. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, let's be real, man. At some point, when you make it to college, you done got at least a year or two under your belt. The coach shouldn't have to be the one controlling all your dumb thoughts on the field, man. You're supposed to be able to see things and when it's developing yourself and make some adjustments to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you shouldn't be chasing. Because think about it, when they threw that little touchdown for 48 yards, it was where we was chasing. Because
uh-huh.
Everybody running around instead of looking for a man. Well, you know what? The man was back there going in the end zone. You feel me?
Uh-huh. How many minutes left on your clock? I got 252 on mine.
Well, I'm at 221 something. And Texas is, third down and about two.
Mm.
And that's at about 2:14 kicking now.
Where the ball at?
Two minutes. Yep.
They close.
Third down and two is where they mark.
Are they close to scoring?
No, they ain't got no momentum going yet.
Okay.
This is even after we started the possession. We're under 2 minutes right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. Yeah,
okay, they just got a first down. Back, can't nobody make a fumble. You feel me?
Yeah, like
we have 144 right now.
But this will make. I love my Sooners, and I know we're gonna fight it out. But right now, these two teams will be playing in the SEC here shortly. So both of these teams are out there. Everybody across the country is watching this game.
Well, I figure the way it looks right now, Big 12 titles between Texas and OU.
Yeah.
And I'm not counting OSU out either, though.
Yeah, I ain't counting them out either.
Okay, but just with what we done saw basically for the season.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this could be OU's downfall right now.
Yeah.
Because they still got some more challenges coming.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a intentional grounding on Texas.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a loose loss of down. Yeah, quarterback was in there. He got scared to it. He just threw it with nobody even over there, brother.
I just seen a little replay.
Yeah,
I just seen that.
So that means you lose the down and with some seconds too, don't you?
Oh, let me go turn the TV on real quick. Let me see if they.
It's pretty obvious he was just throwing it away to survive. Inside the pocket.
Got a minute and 13 seconds.
Throws it away.
They got second and 21. I thought you get a stitch to the ground and you lose that play.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to hear.
They just threw a long pass, man.
I was listening.
But I told you.
Yeah, Caleb, go. He the next up for the Sooners.
My point is the defense, man. How you let the man get behind you, man?
Hold on, Dad. I ain't even seen what you talking about yet. Oh my gosh, this brother's his antenna better than his AT&T cell phone service right now. Oh my fucking goodness!
140 yards already.
God.
They be doing the call, so maybe that man fumbled around with the ball when he hit the ground.
Hold on.
Do you feel me? If they get lucky on this call.
This mother Fletcher is killing. I know he getting his draft stocked up. Yeah, that shit hit the ground. That hit the ground.
It ain't necessarily about hitting the ground. It's about if it moves.
Yeah, they stopping and checking that.
Yeah, that's what they're working on now. Block though shows 52 seconds left.
Some of these referees thinking they got to be swole and buff. Okay, I'm like, I got to do some push-ups off of this thing, I feel like. The ball's at the 32-yard line, they say. That crowd is rocking out here, though.
It's supposed to be, man. You know, Texas don't get they don't get much cheering time.
That is true.
Both sit back on their seats to see what happened. You know, they jumped out to a pretty good lead. They supposed to feel good in Texas today.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't so disappointed in no way because I've been kind of unsure of the team for the last four games. Let's be real.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got a lot of growing up to do on that defensive side. I know that much.
No, man. Defense ain't that terrible.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
All the games that we have won, the defenses was doing their job. They ain't saying we don't get burnt every now and then. Everybody kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been basically holding it. Matter of fact, think about it. It's 20 to 35 now.
Mm-hmm.
Defense been semi doing their job. Because think about it. They done got two scores off of us turning the ball over.
That's true.
Hey, maybe three. Okay.
I'm knocking these push-ups out. We got the Slant Chill push-up challenge, man. So I gotta go hard in the paint. Gilbert been texting. I'm done. Did my push-ups. I'm like, you right? You sure right? So let me get mine done through these L that my team is currently taking. 14.
They ain't taking the L. They say they getting beat up on right about
now. We getting beat up on. The L ain't
30
yet.
We gonna have 30 more minutes to tell us about that.
30 more minutes game time, an hour and a half TV time. I'm like, bro, these games is too freaking long, bro, all these commercials.
Well, that's how they making their money, man.
And they ain't got us one. That's what I'm mad about. I'm like, bro, we out here grinding.
Yeah, one day we're gonna figure out how to jump in here and put our own on.
Hey, we doing it right now, man. That's what I said. Hey,
I mean, right in this game.
You right?
Have a whole nation see it.
Yep.
And they be like, "Where them guys at? Bring them back next week."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big facts. That's why
we got a first down. About 5-6 seconds left. It was about 6 seconds when I seen them kind of stop the play.
On my end, it's 3rd and 9 with 14 seconds.
All right, it's halftime, man.
All right.
Oh, they call the timeout.
They call a timeout trying to kick a field goal.
I ain't mad at them. Hey, matter of fact, you can't take for granted no points right now.
No.
Because, you know, like I know, you don't normally play bad 4 quarters.
Yeah.
And they normally come out like with a vengeance at the third.
Mm-hmm. Well, shoot, that's a good first half.
That was a good halftime.
It was definitely a good half, y'all. So, thank everybody for listening. This was Sam and Sam Connections on this one. We got the Red River Shootout between Texas Longhorns and Oklahoma Sooners. Score is 35-20. No, hold on. He made that field goal?
He's working on it. He set up now. They've been to kick it.
Okay. His TV's, he got the old school antenna, y'all. So we definitely got to talk about that, AT&T. My pops got the regular antenna, and y'all got me behind over here. So we going to talk.
38-20 halftime.
38-20 halftime. You heard it here first. Texas Longhorns jumped out to begin the game, and they ain't let up since.
Well, they ain't got nothing to lose. All they got is respect the game.
Big fact.
And to me, and let's be real, it's this game here, let's say OU lose. It's almost like OU and Texas would change positions, correct?
Something like that.
In the poll.
Oh, I was thinking the same. They'll probably jump to probably 15.
Nah, if Texas beat OU today, man, we 6, right?
Yeah.
So they should at least be up there, bro.
You talking about Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't talking about that. I was talking about Oklahoma's drop.
Hold on. They should drop down to 15 or something. That's where Texas is at.
Yeah, I said 15. I wouldn't put them low as 21, but I know at least.
No. We ain't gonna drop them that low. And everybody been watching both these teams, and they know that Texas is kind of on them.
Well, probably 12.
For all the years they've been down.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is in fact they done finally got somebody that know what they're doing at that coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took and put players that want to win on the field.
Yeah.
Instead of putting everybody else's favorites, you know how the booster club is. My son ain't playing.
Yeah,
one of them. Like he said, I ain't worried about all that, man. I'm on some winners on my field.
Facts.
So he done went through his real practices and put all his dogs on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it look like on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they doing their thing, man. It's a good first half, man. It's commercial break, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Stay tuned. Big things in the works for the network. Shoot, you got anybody you want to shout out, Pops, before we get out of here? We got like 30 seconds left on this recording.
Yeah, Sam and Sam. Sports talk.
Yep. You heard it here first. We talk Slay, man. Sports life, art, and chill. Y'all have a great day.
And that's on the Slay and Chill Network, y'all, just in case you don't know. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Message.
This is Evangelist T. Graham, founder and president of the Warriors Working for Jesus Ministry. Our main goal is to minister to our outside neighbors, which is actually the homeless people. You can help us by Cash App. Our Cash App is $MZTEE 1969 or Venmo at MZTEE 1969. You're now listening to Slay and Chill.
What up, y'all? This is your man, Aaron Kendrick, repping Kendrick Sports Talk Podcast from Northern Arizona. I want to show some love to my guys at SLA and Chill Podcast. Keep it real, y'all, and keep spreading that sports knowledge.
I told you, you got gotta watch these to the end.
You did say we gotta watch these mugs to the end. That's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Like, woo! Hey, Caleb say, hey, this is my job. I'm QB1. This is my spot. I need that chicken deal. Slay and Chill, we got you. Slay and Chill got you, baby. Slay and Chill got you, baby. I'm tweeting about you right now, baby. I'm tweeting about you right now, Caleb. Pull up on the podcast, bro. Hey, Caleb, let's go. I'm tweeting about it right now.
Let's go.
I said, Hey, this is the tweet. I said, Pops just.
We got the two-part
conversion.
We got the two-part conversion.
And we got it. That's what I'm talking about.
Pops,
game tied, motherfucker. Let's. Pops just said. Hold up. Hey, per Twitter, Pops just said, Caleb Williams is more calmer and probably should have been the starter at the beginning of the year. Rowler looked nervous from the jump. Hashtag CW13 is next up. He's playing like he's played football before. He has his own identity. Watch us win this game. End quote. Big Sam won. And I'm putting it in there. And we
now, let defense do your job.
Defense, do your gosh darn job. Let's go.
All I need is 3 points. We got 7 minutes and 25 seconds or something left.
Let's go.
So we really got time enough to march back down the field after they do their little 2-3 minute possession.
Yep.
Because everybody needs to be fired up now. Defense should be ready to do their job again.
Yep.
Today, let's paint with New Bear Dynasty so that you can be.
Ooh, let's go.
7 minutes and 20 some seconds left in the game, and they're tied up. 41 apiece.
Introducing Bear Dynasty.
What's happening now? I'm outside.
I'm tripping. I'm over here tweeting right now because you know we gotta do all our stunts. Let me go ahead. I ain't getting paid for none of these sponsorships right now. Shout out to Anchor for making it this simple for us to put on a podcast. That was Dr. Pepper. Hey, do y'all like Dr. Pepper?
No.
Not
maybe other than that one right there, that truck sitting in the driveway.
Oh, my bad. Okay. If I see a truck commercial, I'll definitely let that be on there.
Other than that, right off. I don't see no other ones. No, I know you seen another one down there for rent. Right. You got it. All right, I'm back again. Girl from the runoff.
It's all good, Pops. We just sitting here getting
it
in.
That's what I'm talking about. But one thing about them, that's why I'm a Sooner fan, man. Because if nothing else, man, even if we get beat, let's play football.
What Matt say? New QB. Hold on. Hey, they done got quiet. Hey, listen, this is on Twitter right now. Archer Almighty, not to be fucked with Boomer, but because I said soon earlier, Matt just says, new QB1 for the University of Oklahoma, Caleb Williams. Hashtag Archer Almighty. Boomer,
man.
Slay Sports, Slay Network. Yes, sir. Tap all the way in. Shit done changed.
We got some Alabama football going on down here now.
Uh-huh.
You see, Alabama's coach don't care what the color of the quarterback is, as long as he do the job, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did we just get a fumble?
I don't. Shut
we
up.
We just got a fumble, man.
Shut up. We ain't getting no fumble. Don't be lying, man. I'm over here recording.
Man, we just got a fumble.
Man, what the hell? Slow is my goddamn TV, man. Shut the fuck. Spencer Rattler sitting over there. Oh my God, bro. I'm just. Oh my goodness. I'm just saying. Wow, is all I can say.
Okay.
Wow.
Hold on, they going for the touchdown. Replaying it.
Oh, my goodness. Put back in the game and nail a two-point conversion. is off the chain right now, Pops.
Oh, hey, man, goodness. All I know is this is a football game.
Definitely a football game.
It still look like we got a turnover, man.
Hold on, Pops. I'm watching it right now. They're showing a replay.
Oh, they're checking on it.
The crowd is still going wild.
They're checking on it. Hold on. Come on, wipe out.
Oh, shoot. This nigga
got it. He took it from him. He was never going to run there down when he took
hold
the ball.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
I got man it. Came in right now.
I got
it. He's still running. We took it from him. It's ours, dude. Truman's got the football back.
Wow. How the fuck did all this shit change like that? Ain't that some shit? Hey, you heard it here. Hey, you heard it here first, baby. Check Slay and Chill News, baby.
I hope you should have a new start quarterback because the quarterback determines how everybody else is playing. It's a turnover.
Wow.
He got it up when he took it out of his
hand. Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It looked like this is the football game we was looking for when it started, right?
Hey, this is definitely it. It started out well. It really did.
It started out well for Texas. And looked like it's ending up like it's supposed to be. Baylor knocked off West Virginia.
This done turned into a ball game, boy. I was about to go ahead and go get this.
They get to playing over here with the camera and come out and say, oh, you got the football.
I'm about to say, I done got the DoorDash ding a couple of times. It's busy and Norman, so I was about to dip out, man. I'm glad you called me, Pops. I mean, you get it, man, between you and Tasha. Tasha texts me. I'm texting her late as heck because I'm on Twitter.
Oh, you ball at the
18 yard line. Y'all heard it here first. Ooh, we Channel 22 News. We done turned into something.
Yo, baby.
How the hell? How the hell?
Matter of fact, I need you to run the ball and run the clock out now.
I have a question for AT&T. How the hell is my dad's regular antenna better than your fucking service? How is he 23 seconds ahead of us? That's what I want. That's what I want to know. Ain't that some ish? This brother's giving me shit like he from the. It's like Back to the Future type shit right here. Touchdown that quick? And we got 7 minutes left. Wow. Shut the front door.
First play. Offense. Touchdown. This 18-yard run.
He like 23 seconds or something. That's what I'm saying.
7 minutes and 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. You just took the lead.
Oh my God. So I just got it regular time, y'all. My pops is definitely in the future right now. So we got Kennedy Brooks with a 18-yard rushing touchdown. Oh my goodness. How the tables done turn. I need to cue that up. I need to cue that up right now. Who can pull that up? Hey, camp tables turn. Hey,
this is football, man.
Hey, Alexa, play K Camp tables turn. Please let them play.
Football.
Tables turn.
Nigga, I'm dropping it.
If they keep this up, they're going to pull this game out. I can almost see him being in that
top line. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
If they pull this one out, everybody that watched it, see how we came from behind.
OU football. Can't give up on my guys. That's too
easy. I'm just saying.
Tables turned. You better watch how you treat it.
Actually, to be starting now as a quarterback, this is a great game to get ready. You know he can work under pressure.
Yeah, he really can. He really can work under pressure, Pop. Oh, this shit. So hey, this shit done turned. This shit done turned.
Get us up into that.
Hey, this should have turned into a marathon. It's a marathon. Nip. Shout out to Nip, bro. God dang. TMC, bro. Oh, my goodness. Caleb came into the game and instantly was like, this is my team. And he ain't turned back since. Hey, they already been calling for him high key in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Shout out.
No, I think it's been going on in the locker room.
It has been, but it's that translated over into the field. I got
showing you on the field.
Shout out
who
to
they really want back there, because everybody playing, man.
Man, you ain't never lied. Shout out to Cliff Brunt, AP Associated Press writer, my inside scoop on that. I was like, ooh, wee, I follow him on Twitter, boy. He be out. I know he right there off in the arena, man. So oh, you already know what it is. Shout out to Cliff Brunt, man. Woo wee, man. Them Sooners done came to play.
They're playing cardiac kids, and they playing like now. Yeah, they got cardiac going on, but yeah, they playing tonight, baby.
Man, like I said, boy.
I think we just seen our football team we've been looking for all year.
Hey, everybody playing now. They's like, oh, Kayla back there. Oh, all right, Pat, that let's go. I know he gonna create. He gonna create, and that's what you need when it comes to your QB1. I wonder. Hey, I wonder who's gonna sponsor him. I'm like, yo, when it comes to marketing, holler at your boy.
His jersey on sale that now.
His sir on sale, number 13. Yeah, tap all the way in.
He's been the best present starting quarterback in sales right now.
Oh yeah. Sooner the nation going crazy right now.
Everybody right now going in. Matter of fact, they going in now to get his jersey.
They going in right now online.
But you ain't got it. Y'all better order that one.
Yo, Caleb, can we get a couple of them jerseys signed, bro? Because ain't nobody else going ham for you in the paint like this.
You're lucky we don't be down there over you when they come back.
I already know. We working on them tickets. Yo, Caleb, what's popping?
I mean, when they come back. Hey, man, we need to interview.
Hey, that's what we working on right now. I'm gonna edit that part straight on out. That was 12 minute mark. Let me go ahead and remember that right now. So, yep. Hey, yo, Caleb. Hey, Sam 1 and 2. Not thing 1 and 2. Yep. Let's already go. Man, BYU and Boise State about to kick off. Woo! Arkansas and Ole Miss got a game going on too. Oh man, Ole Miss just went up on Arkansas, number 17 and number 13, slaying it out. Oh my goodness. Okay, 48-41, y'all, from my views. I'm gonna turn it up so they can get a little effect of the
All I know right now is Texas is awful quiet over there now. They was hollering early, man.
I just want the people to hear the crowd. Some
that's
of the,
on you here.
Yeah, I know.
And that's in Texas.
This is in Texas, y'all. Oklahoma done took over Texas. We got the family. Yeah. Ugh, that cutback by Kennedy Brooks. Number 26. Look at him in the crowd. The Roughnecks over there. Let's freaking go. Oh, man. Them Texans looking like, oh, shoot. They the tables done turned. That's wicked. Look at Caleb. Look at Caleb looking all like, all right, coach, so you need me to just go over here? Okay. So all right, cool. So the keys, okay. I got it.
Matter of fact, somebody going to give him a car.
Spencer already got a car and a truck. What you talking about? This nigga had a, they finna give him, oh, that's what I was finna tweet. That's what I was finna say. That's my next tweet. Does Spencer lose his get him two cars?
Nah, I'm, Texas just threw the deep bomb, boy. He got it on about the 23. Texas on 23. Well, either way, we still got time.
It was Fowler Honda, I think that was, that Spencer Rattler got them two cars for. He was posting them pictures. I was like, I wonder if he's going to have to be QB1 to keep them cars. That's crazy.
They could sponsor the new starting quarterback. All right, man, I need another turnover. I'm going to let them get too close.
So you have to be the QB1 to have those cars, the other quarterback, you know what I'm saying? The car sponsorship.
No, hold on. Well, let's just think about it. Your name is in the newspaper the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
But okay, come Sunday paper, who name gonna be at the top? And that's the win, lose, or draw still. You feel me? Who brought them back?
Are they the quarterbacks? Yeah, girl. That's what we winning. Look, Nick, we was getting. They put another light skin. They put a little light skin brother in there, balling the fuck out.
That's
why I was like, you gotta go ahead and record this one. It is, this done turned into something. We weren't even supposed to be recording, but Pops was like, yo.
It turned up. That's all I'm saying. As a matter of fact, this all going to jail together because the first half, I told you how we was getting beat up on, right? I said we need to find out what's going to happen in the second half. And that was even before the quarterback exchange. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it looks like young boys can take
Arkansas's 45-52 to Ole Miss. Time is expiring right now. Them Razorbacks.
They pull it out?
No, they took that L to Ole Miss.
Okay, that means your Arkansas family mad.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they got tweets out there. We just ain't went and seen them yet. You know, tell them
all. Oh, man. That's crazy.
All right, man. It's fourth and okay, so now we get an onside kick try. They go for the field goal now because I can't see them not trying to get some points instead of trying to take the gamble and try to go for a first down, okay? You don't get nothing if you try to go for a first down right now for Texas. And if they don't get it, that means you give us the ball without a chance of trying to play a trick. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Brother over there, he walking the sideline telling the boys, let's go. Let's go. It ain't over. Let's go. Okay, they trying to play too. The QB that they put in. All
right. Look like you. That's why I was sorry, right here, right there. Yeah, he definitely not one of them. That's the only reason we going ham in the paint. I
was OU ball.
OU ball again, Pops? Man, you better chill out, man. We got Caleb Williams walking down the sideline, and I'm hyped. I know. Let us be. Man, I'm gonna have to get off the phone with you, bro. We got fans telling us to stop talking. We need to stay in the current. We got to stay out the future with your ass, man. You out here tripping? What the heck?
Tell you how it is, brother. Hey, it's for first down OU ball. With 4 minutes and 39 seconds left to go, fans.
Man, bro, we got Texas on the quarterback dropping back, throwing it, getting smashed by the damn defense. The same ones that we was talking about need to step up. Overthrew it to the defense, so that's where we at right now. Texas fans with their heads down, a bunch of them with their heads down. They took their masks off. They said, COVID, I don't even care. I'm just going to be – just forget it, whatever. Oh, it's just going – oh, man, the table's done turned. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we just got to delay the game call.
Aaron Post – oh-wee, I should have made a – I think I need to call – nope, I ain't even going – I'm not a betting man like that.
No.
Life too hard already.
Come on, let's just get this over with.
Yes, come on. False start. False start.
Yeah, first and 15.
Oh, man. Look at Lincoln. Lincoln, like, it's okay. What's up with the referees being so swole? I got to do some more push ups. Hold on, Pop.
All right, we got the clock started. Let's see if Texas uses timeout. This
nigga. Every time I see that buff referee, bro, I got to get dropped down. Hey, motivation. Goodness gracious. He take his job serious. He's like, bro, all I do is run over there and point. He said they got to see something when I'm pointing.
All right. Got 4 minutes and 11, 9, 8.
Seven. Okay. And I like how he took off and he just went running, even though he got tackled. He wasn't afraid to get them positive yards and keep the clock ticking.
Well, still ticking. They just gave it to Brooks. Now I think Texas is taking a timeout. No, they ain't took no time out yet. Yeah, take your time.
Oh, I need to hold my plank then, because you already
keep it going.
Sounding like, how many minutes is left on the clock?
Three minutes, 30 seconds ticking.
3 minutes and 30 seconds, and we at 3:50.
Yeah, it's about 17, 14 seconds to hike the ball. So we're 321, 20, 18, 17, 16.
So you got us by 30 seconds. I said 23. Oh,
another one of them flip flops. He got it to a man. He didn't make no real yards, but we still got the clock ticking. Texas took their time out. They got one left. Got fourth down.
All right. Oh, shit. Okay. We just had a mishap on the snap.
There you go.
What is going on there? It went right through his hands. Caleb Williams, he still got out the pocket. Oh, got it to the running back. They gained like 2 yards. Fourth and nine, they about to punt. It's a.
It's still about defense.
How much time is left on the clock?
3:04. Let's say 3 minutes after he kicked.
This here, man, that referee. Hey, that referee, that dude just too jacked up. Ooh, wee. Ooh, Arkansas came back. Hold up now. What's going on?
They missed that.
Packers plays Jair Alexander on injured reserve. Pro Bowl cornerback shoulder, not having surgery, could return this season.
So,
no, I was just reading the bottom of the screen. Ooh, good tackle, boy.
Yeah, it was. Texas ball.
He said, no, I already know Sam and Sam out there talking about me. 1 in the present and 1 in the future. So, yeah, they.
We need the clock.
Yeah.
Ticking note. All right. That's the first play.
I don't know what kind of tunnels and tents kind of stuff they got going on out there at that Texas firm.
I'm trying to see if Texas used that last time out. If they do, that's going to help us.
There go the pops right there, Thompson.
Yeah, up there. I see
him. I know he got his OU shirt on up underneath it.
No, no, no. He Texas.
I know. That's his son. His son is there.
Go on. It's third down and the clock still ticking. Yeah, I just need you to keep him out the end zone. Ah, who jumped? Us or them? Offense. All right.
Man, that brother head hit that ground so hard. I'm like, bro, that's why I ain't never played football like that. I'm like, bro, they head really be hitting that ground. I'm like, yeah, I seen you. I seen him adjust his helmet. I'm like, bro. All
right, right now it's third down, 6 yards to go for Texas. 2 minutes ticking.
You said what now?
We're under 2 minutes now. He got a first down. Let's stop the clock for a couple seconds. I don't need no touchdowns. Don't give nothing dumb up right now. Mm-hmm. I don't go to overtime. Let's finish it now.
Oh, man.
Thompson, he threw it out of bounds. I say he catched it. I swear his foot was out of bounds now. They ain't gonna replay it.
I mean, everything I see from this point, from what you say, is a replay.
Inbounds, good catch. All right, we got a minute and 35 seconds left. First down, Texas. Come on, Sooners.
Oh, he overthrew his man.
Crowd is going crazy.
Minute and 32 seconds while ago. Seconds to get that playoffs. That don't sound right.
Worthy got 8 or 10 on receptions, 230 yards and a touchdown. That brother been slaying out there.
Yep. All right, second down and 10, Texas. Lead on 31. All right, 31. He throwing it deep. Touchdown, Texas.
Right there with that? Yeah, I already know. We finna go back in. We going live, baby. We going back into the actual arena, y'all. I don't know who the broadcasters is, but they definitely on it for ABC.
Okay. This is a big moment right here. Touchdown, 31-yard touchdown pass. Scores 48-47, and it's determined if they want to try to go for two to try to get the lead.
Sydney. Wow. Xavier Worthy is having 31-yard touchdown reception from Xavier Worthy for the Texas Longhorns. Oh, my goodness. Are they going to go for one to tie it up? Or are they going to go for two?
It's tie game. All right, young man. Let's see what we can do. They hope they don't play no trick on this kickoff. Hello?
Yep. It's a
31-yard strike. A 60-yard drive.
My question is, can Caleb Williams get the Sooners down the field?
Well, no, this is all right now. Where we at is this test.
A minute and 23 seconds left into the game, or from my view. I don't know. It is a game, y'all. It's when they said Red River Shootout, rivalry, all of that, it's going down. Man, definitely one for the ages.
Yeah. Put this one down like that triple overtime game.
Going to the replay, guys. We're just watching that 31-yard bomb that he just outran number 7 for OU. Was able to get up, grab it, maintain control. Come on now. He's hype. Hype.
They setting up. Texas setting up for the kickoff. Let's see if they're going to play a trick. But it's going to happen now. And they could be now trying to play for the overtime. You feel me?
This combined for the highest combined, 2020, 98 combined points right now was the last time. They out here breaking records all across the board.
Well, let's say whoever scores.
It's 96. They can break it. All we need is a field goal to break it.
Right now they sitting at 96 points. The high, 98? I know that anybody was watching, they couldn't take their eyes off. I don't blame you.
The guys
off whether you missed something important.
Yep, touchback.
Yep. So we're on the 25 with the ball right now. Minute and 23 seconds left in the game. Wait, just get me down the field, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Just keep the ball moving. One about a yard short of the first down, half a yard. They don't put gas on, so.
Can Caleb Williams bring the Sooners down the field?
It's a good thing. Third down and one. 1 minute left. Get us down in field goal position so that good long, good kicker can go and do his thing. Let's not get us past that 50. You get a first down, you stop the clock anyway.
One minute even.
Okay, we got it. Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your boy. Should I say the man, Dr. Two Pins. I'm ready to tap in with my guy, the one and only Mr. Sam Archer. If you guys haven't, you should definitely check out one of the six of my books, all six of them, Slave Minds, Two Pins, Book of Rhymes, The Professional Chronicles, Volume 1, The Ten Professional Commandments, Black in Business, and the most recent book, Drew Brown's Guideline, Got the Sideline. You won't be disappointed. Also, check out the Juice Crew Villains show on YouTube, and it's Villains Without the Eye. We eliminate the eye because it's a waste of time. And other than that, if y'all didn't know what y'all listening to, you're listening to the Slay and Chill Network. So, yeah, peace.
I think we're gonna spike the ball, stop the clock. Oh, we just called timeout. They forgot we had timeouts left, didn't they? All right, 7 seconds left in the game, man. I think it's first down, and we on about the 35-yard line or so.
Woo! Number 18, tight end. Stogner, let's go. I was wondering who the tight end. Gosh, darn it, I've been wondering. That's the play that I like. Where that quarterback to tight end connection?
Hey, man, I think we got a new starting quarterback is all I'm saying.
Yeah, we do got a new starting quarterback. Yep, and they get to hear it here first, boy. Slay and Chill Network, baby. We talk sports, life, art, and we chill. Shout out to Raquel Rogers at Hattie's Holistic Healing. Go to hattiesholistichealing.net. Tap in. Get you some of that chill blend tea. All the herbs, echinacea, and all that other good stuff. I know it definitely got some ginkgo off in there to help you remember shit.
Okay. Ooh-wee.
I just want everybody to remember this episode. This is crazy, crazy. Sam and Sam brought it to you first.
This is one of them, another one of the OU Texas game on the city.
We got KB the Great in the arena as well with the fandom.
So we got 10 seconds left. Let's get a couple more yards if you're going to do that and call a timeout. And let's kick it on in for the win, baby.
This loud, right? Yeah, that's why I was like, all that pressure, man. There's so many people in there.
Man, he on the 33 right now, man.
They was like, we on TV. Fuck it. We ain't got no COVID restrictions today. He was definitely not 6 feet away from me. Look at that shit, man.
Hey, we got a touchdown, boy.
Man.
We just scored the touchdown. 33-yard touchdown.
My TV say we got 10 seconds to go. Pops just confirmed the touchdown. Let's see what we get in the studio.
1 second left on the clock.
1 second on the clock left.
54, 48 at the moment.
Kennedy Brooks took it the motherfucker to the house.
He took it to the house.
What?
he did that Kennedy Brooks zigzag through the middle, down the field.
Kennedy Brooks zigzag, 33 yards. Kennedy Brooks, touchdown. Hey, what the freak.
And we weighed over 100 points today for OU and Texas game.
54-48. 1 second left on the game. Extra point or 2-point conversion. What you think we're going to do? Wow.
Oh,
ooh,
what? Extra point.
And that's a wrap, folks.
That's a wrap. Deep, 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 deep. And that's all, folks. Like, for real.
Did that happen?
Wow.
Man. One thing about it, boy, I said it's going to be a good one.
Hey, you definitely did. I didn't know it was going to be like this, though.
We're going to show up in the second half.
Wow. All
right, now we got a 7-point lead, 55-48. They put 3 seconds on the clock.
He technically did break the plane at 3 seconds with that extra second, though. You know, once he actually crossed the line.
You couldn't ask for a belt. Ooh, yeah, that looked pretty, didn't it? They're going to show you the Brooks replay run. They got good blocking and everything, boy. Great job.
Ugh, he hit him with that fakey. And then he just was off to the races after that.
You hear me?
Literally off to the races after that.
I don't think nobody put a hand on him.
This is a football game here, boy. Now, how many people mad because they stopped watching in that first half, man?
A lot of people going to be mad when they see that one. That's crazy.
Right. I say we got to watch. That's what I've been saying there, Les. Hey, man, you got to watch the whole game. If you miss something, you done blew the whole aspect of what you was supposed to have been watching. Who's still playing football? Hey, especially for the matinee game.
Not bad at all for the four-hour thriller.
Okay. Down in Texas.
You should start it at 11. That's 4 hours worth of football, y'all. We broke it down to y'all in an hour and five minutes and 10 seconds and count right now. That's crazy.
All right, we're kicking it off. There we go. Don't kick it hard. You want somebody to touch it so the clock start. Game over! Game over! OU wins today! Final score, 55-48.
He's like, this is my team. He said, I already got them chapstick sponsorships in the works. Yeah. He said, I got head and shoulders on the way.
Yeah, good game, OU. Good game, Texas. You get it all now?
Wow, yep, I got it all, boy.
Oh, they bring the hat out for us. I don't know why they just don't leave it at OU. They might have to change it next year. And Texas still got chances. They just got to make all they win all their games, and they might end up playing OU anyway. But it might be OU OSU this year. We're going to find out as we keep rolling. Yeah, good game, y'all. Good grade. Good game. I don't think nobody watching today was disappointed, except you as the other team, okay?
Let's go. Lincoln Rise.
Up Oklahoma channel.
Best football game I've seen this year, by far.
Yeah, because it was competitive from the beginning of the game to the end of the game. And these boys here, just keep it up. Keep the work up, man. Just keep it up. Don't get your hands big or nothing. Just keep working each game at a time. One game at a time. Well, I wonder how many quarterbacks we'd have lost where we should have been playing them a little bit. You hear me? That could have been better than number seven. The minute that we lose, we should have kept.
That's crazy. Man, you heard it here first, man. Slay and Chill Network, man. Goodness gracious. Yo, Alexa, play Tables Turn by K-Camp one more time for me, please.
Oh, man. That shit is crazy.
That shit is crazy. Alexa, play Tables Turn by K-Camp.
Here's Tables Turn by K-Camp on Amazon Music.
Shout out to Spotify for merging with Anchor, man, making it even better and easier for us podcasters to put out great content with dope music. We got K-Camp, Tables Turn in Arena.
Can't give up on my guys.
He said, can't give up on my guys. That's too easy. Tables turn, you better watch this how you treat me.
I got the right to play. I'm gonna hit like ice today. I brought
strikes
today.
Next half, first half, and we took the second half.
Turn my strikes today.
Man. Man, it was a great game. Great episode, Pops.
It's good football today. I
was just about to say, yeah, that's my football game for the day. I ain't got no more energy for nobody else today. So unless you some local school or something, I ain't got time for it. You said who play?
OSU don't play today.
Oh, yeah, that's even better. I'm done. That was my game of the day, y'all.
Yeah, I can pick it back up tomorrow when I start watching that NFL.
Yep, y'all tune in 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be live on Instagram, man. Slant Chill Network, Instagram, and you never know who's gonna pull up. You feel me? Hold on, we got Maddie Mac calling in right now. What up, Matt? Sooner, hey, I'm live right now, on Anchor baby. I got Big Sam One on the line as well. We just casted this thing.
Yeah, what's good?
Hey, K Camp said, I got this song that I need y'all to play because I know y'all gonna come back. He was like, play that shit today. So we got that Tables Turned by K Camp in the background, celebrating this Oklahoma over Texas victory right now. Big 12, baby. Both teams will be in the SEC tuned. Stay tuned, baby. They put on one hell of a 4-hour show. The game started at 11.
Bro, this is the longest game I didn't watch. I don't know how long, bro.
Hey, bro, I ain't never seen the game 4 hours in my life, bro. I'm like, I ain't watching no more football today if it's shit like this. That shit like watching Roots.
Right. All I got to tell you, you better go listen to the whole thing on the episode for the day game.
Message, we made sure. We broke down and we condensed a 4-hour project into a hour and 11 minutes and 11 seconds as of right now. So y'all stay tuned. Hey, thank you very much for tuning in.
And y'all are hearing it here first. Spencer Rattler is transferring. Don't know where. OSU might need him because he's way better than the quarterback Sanders that they got there. But Caleb Williams, he is now the QB1.
Yeah. Back now.
Next up, you heard it here
he
first.
Number one.
You said he's great under pressure?
Well, he showed us today he can play under pressure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because think about it. Hey, man, you come off the bench, and what's the second quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He was already down.
Down 28-7.
Right.
And that's on some that's the only other comeback from behind game like that I've seen was when Tom Brady brought the Patriots back, you know what I'm saying, yep, when they was down to the Atlanta Falcons to win that, yep, Super Bowl a couple of years back. But I wasn't expecting this brother to come in and do what he just did, but he definitely made a believer out of me. That's why we're here right now. Definitely keep it.
And it looked like to me the quarterback, Rattler, he looked like he was the problem with our team.
Mm.
Because Williams came in.
Ooh, talk dirty, they like Dre Day would say. Talk to him, making his debut. Let's go ahead. Talk day one.
Defense showed up. Hello? Man. And the offense decided to start playing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I said that too. I said, when I was tweeting, I said, OU football now has an identity on offense and defense because everybody responded different when Caleb Williams stepped in.
Exactly. The defense. Everybody sucks. Were you taking the ball from the offense?
Right.
Man.
Well, I seen a different spark in the whole sideline and uh-huh, and Williams, the way he was on the sideline talking with his teammates.
I put it like this. If they would have kept Rattler in, I would have definitely went and started door dashing and getting my money up. Like I promise you. Like I ain't even trying to say nothing. It was looking like that.
It was horrible. Like, so, and again, I tweeted, I said, with how it's looking right now, 28-7 in the first quarter, I said that Texas, and I said it's not very likely because it just don't happen like that. But had it got to that point, Texas was on the way to scoring 100-plus.
Well, I said 70. They was already, the last time, they was on the verge of at least getting 70.
Right,
but
right.
Day.
Right. And after that, and I said, that's how bad it looked. They scored, yep, they blocked the punt, scored again, made OU go 3-and-out when Spencer was leaving. But then after that, that man, Caleb Williams is different. He's definitely different. He definitely made way better decisions than Spencer did.
Even off the fumbles, off the fumbles, he still completed the passes and made sure something happened with it.
Yeah, but see, that's that pressure we was talking about. Calm, collective. Let me get this thing and do what I got to do with it.
Yep.
So think about it. Anybody else? A lot of people would have panicked when that ball went by him.
Mm-hmm. What was you about to say, Matt? What was you about to say?
What was I about to say? I forgot what I was about to say.
It's all good, but yeah, it was definitely a man. I'm just one.
I'm hyped too,
but I'm just sitting here like, bro, since when have football games become four 15-minute quarters, bro? How that shit add out to 4 hours worth of sitting down watching?
College football, bro.
I'm like, they reviewing everything. I'm like, hold on, bro. Hold on, his shoe is tied. We got to go back to the camera and make sure, okay.
Man.
He dropped his gun. We got to take another commercial break. Like, come on, bro. Like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. It was a great game, though.
I'm excited about seeing what Caleb brings to us. I hope that this isn't a one-game thing. I hope that this is, like, who he is as a quarterback.
Well, actually, I think we saw who he is as a quarterback.
Right,
now we got to just hope this coach don't go playing his favorite.
Right.
And he do best for his team.
Right.
Hey, that's definitely what's up, man. We're going to tap in. We're going to hold on to some of this Sooner magic, and we're going to talk about that. We'll put a little spot in on Sam and Matt Talk on Wednesdays. We'll definitely bookmark that and definitely had a QB1 talk. Wow, that's crazy. Well, they said that that's what we do. They say that's what we do, bro. We got to be having him quarterback. So we had a good quarterback, and then you brought this other guy. And they said we got some other number one quarterback that's even behind him. So it's like a lot of young guns over. So he
yeah, but we see him walk on. We've been losing quarterbacks. Now think about all these quarterbacks that we've lost and somewhere else playing right now.
Because they can't. It's a lot of people. They don't want to sit back and wait their turn because ain't no telling.
They don't want to sit at no college 4 years where you might get some money later.
That's what I just tweeted. I said, do you have to be quarterback one to get those cars from the dealership? You know what I'm saying? Spencer Rattler got his he was some kind of truck and a little charger or something like that.
I'm like, oh, how many Caleb's churches being sold starting the day of tomorrow?
A whole lot.
I wonder what his sponsorship, because I know Spencer had what is it?
Canes.
Yeah, Raising Canes. I wonder where Caleb got. Caleb got the Slant Hill Network.
Right. Hey, so Caleb, hey, bro. When you hear this, bro, hey, hold it down for us.
Hey, for real. Like, hey, day one. Hey, day one.
Hey, right, day one. Hey, we've been saying it. Hey, and just speaking on that too, bro, I've been saying that again, no disrespect to Spencer Rattler.
There you go, that's that.
But Spencer Rattler, and I've been saying this, he is no Kyler Murray, he's no Baker Mayfield, which to me, Kyler Murray is the best quarterback to ever come through OU.
You heard it here first.
Caleb Williams is that Kyler Murray, that Baker Mayfield Heisman type.
Exactly.
Not.
No. Well, he ain't got the feet, number one.
No.
Yeah, he kind of showed that a little bit today. And
he told me that he's a little slow on making a decision.
Yeah.
Because like I said.
How many times he got sacked because he go ahead and step up and take off running.
Yep. And that's what I was about to say. I'm glad you said that. So it made absolutely no sense that on 3rd and 5 near the goal line to where we had to settle for a field goal. Because he didn't want to run for it when it was wide. He had 3 steps. Nobody near him, and he would have got the first down, and we would have had 3 more downs to score. But he throws it and almost throws a pick. I don't understand that. And we saw that Caleb Williams did differently. That's why Caleb Williams is a man. That's why from now on he will be QB number one, and Spencer Rattler will be looking to transfer. He's not getting his spot back. Period.
No.
And if he does,
Williams got to do something so bad, he got to give it back to him.
Right. But my thing is,
he earned today.
Oh, absolutely. And my thing is, if Spencer gets his spot back, Lincoln Riley needs to lose his job. Because that is not football. You are not thinking about your team at that point.
And you know we love winning, so don't play with us.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the thing
as much as I love Lincoln Riley, if he put Spencer back, one, I was a little irritated when he put Spencer in for that 2-point conversion. But I'm like, you know what? Let's give this man a chance to do something. He did it. Cool. All right. Make sure you put Caleb back in there. So I think out of that decision as a coach, that was cool to put Spencer in for the 2-yard conversion. Now, I mean, the 2-point conversion. Now, had he not gotten it, I would have been pissed off. But
because I actually thought that the coach would probably put Spencer back in when it got down close to that 2-minute drill.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he didn't. That way we can see what Caleb Williams can do.
Right.
You know what? To me, he ain't panicked.
Nope. And not once.
Even in situations where he should have.
Yeah. On the two fumbles, on the bad snaps from the quarterback, I mean, by the center, though the ball hit his hand, but he still made plays.
Made him.
Yeah, he ran him. Back, got it, and made something
out. Mm-hmm. Caleb, tap in with us, baby.
Hey, tap in, bro.
Hey, that's crazy. I don't even want to watch whatever football game. I'm finna put on some, go to Disney Plus or something and find something. finish watching Mulan with the kids or something, bro. I ain't got time for that. Like, yeah, for real. I don't want to watch no more football for today because I know tomorrow we're going to be watching all them picks. So we definitely did our due diligence and held down the Sooners today on this day.
We played one in this week's thing, right?
You said what now again?
For the NFL, we only play one game, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that means I'm
1-0, right? Sound like a Cowboys fan. Yeah, we won a baby. We going to the ship.
I picked the Rams.
You did pick the Rams.
I'm saying, and I kind of have to think about it.
I wasn't expecting Russell Wilson. Like, well, me and Dre Day, we weren't expecting Russell to be hurt.
I'm like you. I wasn't expecting him to be out of the game either because I looked up like, he out.
I had to go find a quarterback ASAP. He out 6 weeks.
Right. And I didn't notice it when they was playing that he was out until I looked up and seen that other number in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, gentlemen, I'm going to let y'all go so we can have the rest of our day. Because, like I said, that was a 4-hour fucking
I'm
display.
Like you, I ain't watching no football.
You know what I'm saying? Pop said he got to go change his diaper. No, I'm just messing with you, Pops. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Hey, it's been a long time, though, for real. So shoot, thank you very much, Matt, for tuning in, for calling in. But yeah, definitely over here recording. So everybody, we're gonna give y'all about an hour,
48.
About an hour and 25 edition of the 4-hour Red River. What's that going by? Showdown now? That's what they're trying to say. Wasn't it rivalry?
River rivalry. It's always gonna
game
be
game at the Cotton Bowl Stadium down there. Woo wee!
Yeah.
Caleb Williams had 212 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 4 rushes for 88 yards and a touchdown. That's crazy. Old boy for Texas, though, had 388 yards and 5 touchdowns. He was out there slinging that ball. Man, they did enough for the day, so they're going to figure it out, though. We got to.
Well, come on. Texas came in looking strong, period, man. It was a good game.
It was.
It was definitely what I wanted. I mean, if we would have been sitting there 4 hours and the score was 7-3, I would have flipped the table.
Man, by the time that first half was really about to come to the end,
I would have flipped the table, bro.
I was about ready not to start watching football for the day.
Man, my messages is going crazy right now because I know on Twitter I was talking ham. So I gotta go back it up over here real quick. So thanks, Pops. I'll talk to y'all later. Let me finish this episode out. Shout your social media. Hey, shout your social medias out. Matt Pops ain't got none. He only got his Facebook. Well, he got IG.
Oh, yeah, I got IG.
You said what?
Shout out your social medias for Caleb, because Caleb definitely listening to this.
Hey, on TikTok, Matt Wick, or what is it, Matty Matt 3K?
Hey, you follow me, and I'm going to tag Big Sam to some stuff, y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in to another Slaying Chill Network Function. We got Big Sam 1. We got Matty Matt from Matty Matt Talks and all of that. Sam and Matt Talks. Hey, stay tuned. Big things. Hey, Sam and Matt, time two today. So,
there you go.
Hey, so y'all stay tuned. Big things in the works. Peace.
All right, good.